Relax onto your chair and feel your feet on the floor. Just notice your connection to the floor. And then as you close your eyes and soften your breathing, feel the connection of your crown chakra to the divine, to the energy above and the energy around. Taking a breath in softly, exhaling softly, letting yourself be open. Right here, right now, in this body, in this time, with this beautiful family, with the love in the room, with the teachings of the day. In this moment, in this place of grace, where we get to experience together something wonderful, beautiful, the perfect information, the guidance, and the love that comes from the teachings, the love that comes through the messages, the love that we share as one family, one light, one planet, one galaxy, among limitless space, endless time, and divine love unending.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The entourage is still here. The listeners of the future are here. Dear listener from the future, isn't it interesting that this is the past? We are all together, many of us. The teaching of the day, by design, has been that the human being is becoming a bit more multidimensional. That the processes of your reality and your life can shift because of this. That the tools that you have, that you claim, are even part of your regular conscious life, human nature, can change. That the shift is in your awareness and in your practicing, getting around the old habits and the old ways, if you wish. Change is tough. Change is tough because it begats other things that are tough. You change one thing and other things around you change. You intuitively know this, and so there's a resistance to it. It is totally normal and common, and you will get through it. The interesting thing that we need to tell you about and perhaps even convince you is this. Is that the changes you make today are going to begat not just more changes, but also benevolence. That God is in love with you so much that this God, this creative source, sees what you do. That you're invested in the faith of the knowledge of something so completely different. That it defies your reality and your physics to trust and have faith in the unseen ways of multidimensionality. Loves you so much that the reward will be this, that everything you do will have that which I will call the benevolent shine upon it. You're going to feel better about what you're doing than ever before. Imagine stepping into the unknown, being giddy about it instead of afraid. Imagine racing toward that unknown bridge that we talked about so many years ago, and accelerating toward the unknown instead of putting your foot on the brake and insurance that you could stop in time. And Spirit sees this. It sees who you are. The DNA that you have that represents also the consciousness that you enjoy also sees this. Your heart, your pineal, that with the logical brain, that all sees this and works together to make it comfortable for you. This is new. In the past, when you stepped out, there wasn't a support team. In an older energy, it wasn't there. You hadn't created it yet. But now you have. And again, we say this. Things are not always as they seem. And what you try today may work when you did not have it work before. I would like to title this particular short message as an addendum to the last message. Now, the last message that was given yesterday is a message that will be available to all if you hadn't heard it. So the addendum will make sense, but it should make sense all by itself anyway. We talked of this. In review, your DNA has a multidimensional spin on it. That is to say, it is partly quantum. We've told you that because of this, it can generate a quantum event. We also told you this, that this new energy is changing humanity, not just old souls. That many are starting to awaken to new kinds of possibilities. And they are using these possibilities to do many things that may seem magical to you. We also told you that that which is your Akashic record, which resides in that vast memory of DNA, is going to start to come forward in ways you didn't expect. And you're not going to believe it. Things will start to occur into individual humans that you will dismiss. Because the human that you are has lived in 3D all your life. What do you do, especially in the old energy, when you find somebody who is psychic? Everybody wants a piece of it, or they want to run from it. Or they want to label it as magic or evil. The military wants it. You don't know what to do with it. What if I told you that that was just a peek at what's going to happen? A super psychic person, a person you might even call a precog, who's one who can pick up on the potentials of the planet and talk about it as though it were real, is put on some kind of a pedestal or whisked away to a private room. A psychic can help the police department over and over, and the police will shut the door and roll their eyes and say, it's not true, it's not real. Because it's not supposed to happen. It's not 3D. You see what I'm saying? That is about to change. More and more humans are going to become aware of special things that not only can they do, but special remembrances, and they won't know what to do with them. So I'm going to make this simple. I want to introduce you to woe. It's a parable, but not really. It's just the name of a child. Woe is anywhere from 4 to 6 years old. And woe is in the new energy right now. And woe starts telling his parents who he used to be. He starts to tell them what it was like when he was in the family as a different way. He says to his mother, "You're the best mother I've ever had so far." He starts to recite things that are odd and strange as this child named Woe remembers so much. Now let me tell you why Woe is able to remember. He's a new child in the new energy with an increased DNA efficiency. He has different consciousness. You want to call it higher, we say it's different. He is vibrating higher. A different consciousness is allowing Woe to remember things very quickly. But you see, the child has no past history as an adult. Therefore, the child has no restraints. He has no box of belief yet. The child doesn't know any better, so he blurts out what he sees and feels and remembers. And he looks for the reaction of his parents. His parents are everything to him. How they react will determine how Woe constructs the next sentence. Are they going to shut him up? Are they going to tell him it's not real? Or are they going to listen? Woe continues. Who he's been, where he's been, what he's done. There's no restraint. There's no box to get out of. He hasn't lived a life around other people enough to shut up. Or they'll think he's odd or strange or weird. All he has is his parents. And he's looking carefully. He can sense how they're taking this. He's simply stating truth. Woe is awakening in a new energy as a child. So the first thing I want to tell you is what to do with your children who awaken. Either your children or your grandchildren, many, are going to do this, dear ones. I'm talking to an expectant mother right now. She's not in the room. You're going to get this from your child, dear one. You've got a belief system right now that's in a box, dear one. I know who I'm talking to. I don't want you to be afraid of it. I'm going to give you instructions that are instructions for everybody. And here they are. When any child starts to talk about what they are remembering from their immediate Akash, no matter what you're doing, I want you to stop and listen. If you're late for school, I want you to stop and listen. School can wait. If you're late for work, I want you to stop and listen because work can wait. And the reason I'm telling you this is because these kinds of remembrances will not necessarily stay very long. You may not hear it again, because as the child grows up, the child is going to learn about the box, about what those around him, including his peers, feel are accurate and true. He'll talk about the angel in the room that he speaks to, and it'll be real to him, and dear ones, it is real, until he tells it to a peer who is not ready to hear it, who's a little older, and makes fun of him for believing in the tooth fairy. And then the child will shut up. Peer pressure, parental pressure. His antennas are out on how acceptance will be. And if you don't accept it, he'll shut up. I want you to stop what you're doing and listen. I want you to portray to the child that you're interested and you believe him, that you're fascinated, and that you love what he's saying. I want you to broadcast your acceptance and your love for everything he's telling you. And if there's an opportunity, I want you to ask questions of him. Tell me more. This is so great. It's wonderful that you're telling me these things. I love you more for it. Please tell me more. If the child sees this acceptance in mom and dad, I'll tell you something. It won't matter what his peers do. He'll always have a friend that he can talk about the angel in the corner, or who he used to be, or how many times he's been alive, or what he's done. It's going to happen. It's going to happen more and more on this planet with free choice. Parents, new parents, you have the ability to fast track what happens next by how you treat a child who starts to remember who they are. Now let's back up and not have woe anymore. A higher consciousness of an old soul will also start to remember. Maybe the angel in the corner will come alive. Maybe you'll actually be able to talk physically, not to a ghost, not to an apparition, but to that which personifies the love of the Creator. The magical friend that you had as a child comes alive yet again. Let me ask you this. Will you allow it? Or are you too invested in the box? When you start having remembrances, possibilities from the Akash that come forward to try to tell you who you are and the magnificence of your life, will you treat it as a dream, as a fantasy, as a funny thing, and forget it and close the door and not tell a soul about it? Or will you shout it out loud to those who would listen and believe and understand and celebrate it? You see, it may happen. Old soul, you are the one to start having these dreams, these realities. As your DNA starts to increase in its efficiency and you give permission for a higher consciousness, it won't just be the children. It can't be. It's got to be you. You're the ones with the experience. The children will get there. They're old souls too. They'll get there. But you're going to have to put your hand out and shake it with them, realizing that their old soul is as old as yours. You treat them with the kindness and the benevolence. You treat them as an adult when they tell you about their Akash. You listen. You stop what you're doing and you listen. It goes a long way to fast-tracking the truth of what's going on this planet. That's the message. As these things start to happen to you as an adult, no matter what age you are, old soul, there's a tendency to suppress it all, to go to somebody else and say, I've had a weird thing happen. Don't you dare say that. It's not a weird thing. It's a normal thing for an old soul who earns it and has had it happen. If you're one who can transmit time, and there's some in here who know exactly what I'm talking about, if you're one who can have that which I will call a multidimensional experience of any kind, I don't want you to tell somebody it was weird. I want you to stand up and claim that you're moving out of this box and you're starting to have experiences that you've loved and earned. It's time. That's what the shift has occurred and done with you. Some of you will have strange things happen. Don't you dare call them strange. Only I can do that. If they're outside of the box of your belief, do you have the courage to celebrate a voice that you hear for the first time? Or are you going to run to the doctor? Your choice. It's your choice. That's the addendum that I want to put on a new reality of connecting with God. It's enough for today. You've had enough teaching in this room to know what I'm talking about. I would love to leave different than you came. Sit for a moment and ponder whether this is real to you or not. What has been said and taught this day goes beyond the box. But beyond the box, dear ones, is the real world. The one you've lived in is the limited world. That awareness alone will allow those in this room to heal that need to be healed and to go past a reality that has kept you from believing any of these things. It's here for you now. Next time you meditate, you say this: Dear Spirit, I am in love with the creative source. I don't understand any of it. And being in love means I don't have to. Dear Spirit, show me what I need to know. Give me the intuition that will guide me to places I don't expect. And in the process, let me have joy in my life as I walk into what appears to be the dark, but really is the light. And so it is.